At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. And let's get the latest from our 1010 Winds AccuWeather forecast. Here's Heather's air.
Hurricane Erin has sustained winds of 110 miles per hour now and is centered 365 miles south-southeast of Cape Hatteras, North Carolina. We're not going to pick up any rain from the storm as it passes by later tomorrow and tomorrow night, but winds will get gusty for a while on Long Island. However, the biggest risks for our area are going to be the life-threatening rip currents, dangerous surf, beach erosion, and coastal flooding that are expected to increase over the next day or so and then continue through Friday as Erin approaches and then passes by. Those conditions will improve dramatically for the weekend, and the weather as a whole looks much nicer then as well. I'm AccuWeather meteorologist Heather Zayer on New York's weather station, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Swimmers are being told to stay away from the city beaches today because of those dangerous rip currents from Hurricane Erin. Our Glenn Shuck has the latest from Orchard Beach in the Bronx.
Vinny from Pelham Bay stopped to chat with me here along the sand. Not going in the water, he's going to just take a little jog around. Too dangerous, and of course he knows that the city is saying no swimming at all today or tomorrow.
The riptides underneath, you can see right now the way the water is just pushing in different directions.
I have to tell you though, you know, because I get all these wild assignments, I'm very happy to stay here all morning. It's really beautiful.
It is one of the most beautiful places in the Bronx. They used to call it the Bronx Riviera.
Members of the NYPD here keeping an eye on the beauty at the same time, making sure no one goes in the water. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, Orchard Beach.
Mayor Adams and Police Commissioner Tisch are rolling out the NYPD's largest recruit class in nearly a decade. They were sworn in today, marking the biggest class since 2016 and the largest under the Adams administration. Here's Tisch making the announcement.
Today is a defining moment for the New York City Police Department and for New York City. 1,093 new recruits.
City Hall says it's part of a push to end the culture of anything goes. The recruits reflect the city's diversity, coming from 51 countries and speaking more than 30 languages. Adams credits expanded eligibility rules for a surge in applications, nearly six times more than they had before. The new recruits start training at the police academy tomorrow. A Long Island man is telling his story today, advocating for blood donation after 47 units of blood saved his life.
28-year-old Cody Cohen will be thanking the men and women who saved his life at Northwell Health after the father of a three-month-old needed 47 units of blood following an aneurysm in the artery in his spleen. Cohen will also promote the need for blood donations. The New York Blood Center says there is a critical need for type O positive and type O negative. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Andrew Cuomo is looking to President Trump for a boost in the city's upcoming mayoral election. At a Hamptons fundraiser, Cuomo was caught on tape saying Trump and top Republicans could tell their voters to back him over Democratic nominee Zohran Mamdani and not waste a ballot on Republican candidate Curtis Sliwa. Publicly, Cuomo insists he would never take a Trump endorsement. Privately, he told donors he thinks Trump wants, quote, redemption in New York. Mayor Adams, also in the race, didn't hold back, blasting Cuomo as a, quote, embarrassing double-digit loser whose own failures created this scenario. Mamdani weighed in too, accusing Cuomo of lying about talks with the president. Airport workers at Newark are calling out their employer, Alliance Ground International, over dangerous heat conditions and injuries. The Service Employees International Union says AGI owes $2 million in back pay under New Jersey's Healthy Terminals Act and that it hasn't been transparent about workplace injuries. We spoke with Anna Maria, the state director of the union.
We see that they are above the industry average in injuries, and we want to know if that's also happening at the other airports. We hear it from the workers, but transparency is key, and you need to abide by the rules and share these logs.
The union is rallying today at Newark, part of a nationwide Hear Week push for stronger protections from cooling equipment to paid breaks. 1010 Winds has reached out to AGI for comment. Luigi Mangione's defense team says prosecutors crossed a line. They're accusing the Manhattan DA's office of improperly reviewing his private medical records. His insurer, Aetna, handed over files under subpoena, defense lawyers claiming prosecutors saw diagnoses and statements meant only for his doctors. Prosecutors deny any wrongdoing, saying they only asked for basic info like account numbers and blame Aetna for turning over too much. The defense is pushing for a hearing to sort out who saw what and how they saw it. They say answers could determine whether they seek to toss the evidence or the indictment. Mangione has pleaded not guilty to charges he murdered UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson last December in Midtown.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.